Morning Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's she caught me, loves? You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Neral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. And this guest has a lot of practice. Sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, good morning, listeners, Elliot and Tanner. It's a pleasure to be back here. My name is Keith McGrath, and certainly a pleasure to spend almost the last 40 years here at the lands of the Treaty 8. I'm a blue-collared guy that came to Fort McMurray and, found my way, and, through those years, met a lot of good relationships, and if there's one thing that I value, are friendships, true friendships, and, there's so many good events and good times in my life spent in Fort McMurray, right from Gonzaga to the time I came here, and I think it was about the mid-80s, 85. The first few days was at the YMCA,
yeah,
at the Sutton place, and made enough money to, get sent to Ankydier. Somebody gave me a few bucks to get to Fort McMurray, and cousin Sean was there. And I stayed at the across the street. Died that evening.
Good memory.
Kind of a scared teenager, but I think my first job was Zellers, and I met a guy named Paul Hardigan.
Okay.
Putting price tags on clothes, and that lasted about a half an hour.
Okay.
Then I got a job with Green Light Janitorial Services at the Suncor Powerhouse. That lasted 32 nights, straight nights. And then when some guys came from the east, they had to crew. So on that, I went to construction work, and then I found my way doing work around the hospitality industry.
Right.
And we created, beer ball, and I think the biggest boost I got in my life, I was working for Dave Willins, Judy Dick, Corey Nolth. Corey, I think, is in Edmonton. That one's about 10 or 12 awesome pizzas. So I done that gig, and then all of a sudden, Corey went to the Al Rennie and the Refford Inn on White Avenue. Mm-hmm. So I went there to be a beverage manager for Yesterday's and People's Pub, and that lasted about 3 months. And Fort McMurray still had that magnet.
Yeah.
Then I came to work, and I worked for, I believe his name was Mr. Young, Dwayne Young. Beautiful guy. He owned a campground and truckers. I got into the DJ business. Then and all the while, I knew some people. And I knew, I was pretty tight with the Burks, the Woody Andes. I know that... Believe it or not, Barry Whitford's dad, Art Whitford, I was in the bush working, as I was working with Ford and Cole, my 4 days on. And my 4 days off, he was in the bush and worked for Lasso. Mm. Lasso was Terry Hanlon, was out at St. Crude, and Mr. Cardinal was down in the bush. And I think it was Art Whitford. I was backing up some sticks on a D8, and he looked at me and said, you do it once more, you're probably going to get killed. And I was never cocky, but... One of these kids, you're going to learn. And that was a DAK. Anyways, I got back on that cat. And the first thing I done, not because of spite, stupidity. and I put it in reverse. And the creator, the spirit, whether it was the fire, the wind, the water, fresh air, there was a stick that came up through the floorboards of that cat.
No
and
way.
I looked down, and Art Whitford looked at me.
Yeah.
And just looked up and he smiled. And then I got to know his son.
Yeah.
So I guess at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is that we had a great time here in McMurray, and I owe it a lot. But what I owe, I raised my family here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, man, you know what? The best friend I've ever had was my wife. And there's a lot to that story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you come here with nothing, you can have all the cars and boats and bikes and all that kind of stuff, but if you don't have nobody to share your life with, like a true person, you got nothing. Friends come and go, and you got to have a lot of friends. And boy, I tell you, I'm blessed. I'm certainly blessed with a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you got to, sometimes you got to get knocked out to realize how blessed we truly are.
Yeah, facts. Now, speaking of being blessed and your work history, you're in charge of a pretty amazing company with an anniversary right now.
Yes, I, you know, I was, again, I go back to how things started out, myself and Chief Vern Janvier. I've known him for a number of years. I think me and Vern met over there at the All Saints Hotel, like I did a lot of other people. Peter and Vera that owned that hotel, they looked after us. I looked after us all. They took me in, gave me a place upstairs while I worked for them. Went to Keanu College. I think I went home twice. My dad got sick, you know, and it was a traditional thing then, no matter how much you had or how much you never had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was Nick DeHoog was with the All Barons. He worked for Air Canada. And I think it was Lenny Clark and Terry Connors and those guys. But anyways, Hatfield. I rounded up a few bucks. Peter and Vera looked after me. I went home twice, you know, and it started there. And then, you know, I met all the guys from Fort Chip and Fort Mackay, you know, down in Janvier, Conklin. Then, as I say, Mr. Young and them, Lacklevish, Mark Weeble.
Yeah.
Wayne Burke, the toughest guy in town, Andy Lindstrom, you know what I mean? Like, so my that's where I started. And then, you know, Chief Vern and Chief Jim, Chief Archie, you know, Mr. Cyprian. Cooterays, and then the younger version, like, you know, Raymond, Mr. Chief Powder, Dave Boucher, you know, just at the end of the day, a lot of connections to, you know, to Indigenous people. So most of my time was spent with Fording Coal and Klemke.
Yeah.
A place called Cow Harbor that we went, I think, about 100 people to 1,500. That was probably the toughest time of my life, you know, no doubt. Unequivocally. Personally, professionally, but I persevered because I had friends. And at the end of the day, the naysayers, the haters, they taught me a lot in life.
Yeah.
Be yourself, be kind, be humble, give what you can, and never waste a minute on a fool. And I think once I learned those core values, I met a guy, Singleton, and he showed me how to lead without intimidation. Yourself, and so those years at ACON,
mm-hmm.
I think I matured, and they sold in I think it was 19, and I couldn't believe it. At 52, I was home on the couch. I was a counselor, I was a trustee, but it was a place. It was a big chunk of me missing.
Yeah,
because ACON, I was active, you know, across Western Canada, Labrador, Indigenous Affairs, chasing work. I was challenged. We thought we were going to sell to the Chinese, and it never went true.
Mm-hmm.
And John called me one morning about 5:30. He said, "You know, we got some good news and bad news." I said, "What's that?" He said, "We sold." And I thought it was perfect. Good deal.
Yeah.
But he said, "No, there was a local firm that bought him. I think it was called North American." And you know, I've inked that deal with North American and ACON,
mm-hmm.
Klemke, because you need to have good relationships if you're going to draw resources off the land, but true partnerships.
Right.
And I was empty because the company I bought it, I think they said they didn't need any fat cats, and I thought to myself, the only time I worked for them guys was Wayne Sears, and that was for Mike Cardinal. Great yeah. bunch of guys.
You know, yeah.
I've had a couple of people, you know. So it was kind of a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a calling because after 3 months, I would say, in a bad place. Mm. I get a call from a private number, and the other, I could hear him on the phone.
Yeah.
I said, Lord Jesus, is this, this Chief Vern? He said, yeah. He said, I got a bit of work for you. And that was after Chief Jim Bougie.
Yeah.
And Archie Navaz gave me some work.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be lazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't poor.
Yeah.
But I still got kids in university. But I still want to do something for me.
Right.
And then I met Vern years ago. I think it was funny because just before Christmas, I called his brother.
Yeah.
I said, heard you looking for the help. Right away, he said, no, I wouldn't need no help there.
Yeah.
But anyways, the more I got out around Janvier, the more I realized that, hey, man, I work with a lot of these guys. Big Raven, Janvier, I used to put him on the shovel just to keep the truck drivers going.
Right.
Counselor Arnold Black, best truck driver we ever had on our shift. So that's how relationships work.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was to listen to everything about myself or anybody else, I'd never get out of bed. But you know something? Suncor opened his doors in 66 and St. Crude in 77, right, respectively. And I had more internal combustion, but with the help of some good people, Suncor, St. Crude, we have partners working there today.
Yeah.
Partners that have people living in the community that support the community. And my biggest dream was getting some work for the people down south.
Mm-hmm. But
the people to get some imaginary line.
Yeah.
So it's been over 2 years of COVID.
Yeah.
I'd say about a year and a half of internal combustion.
Yeah.
But I'm still out now. I'm still standing.
Yeah.
And I got the support of chief, council. And you can't please everybody.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Elliot, there's no better feeling than watching the wolf know how getting branded.
Yeah.
And giving back to the community. And that's probably something that I'll take away. It'll be my last job, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't plan on going anywhere. I think I still got a few of my old buddies to chase around.
Yeah.
And, you know, great community. Whether it's Justin I got to chase or Dave. It's just a great community.
Yeah.
And I think that we get placated by so much of the negativity.
Right.
This region is a beautiful place to raise a kid.
Hands down.
Go to whole school and get some secondary education. But what happens? Mm. We have a gap. And we're hoping we're going to fix that gap. In my other hat as a city councilor.
There we go. Well, listen, Keith, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Morning Show.
Sure.
But before we go there, we got to shout out Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, please take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie. Appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one. What has been your favorite event to come to Fort McMurray?
My favorite event was the L. Robert Roast. And L. Robert passed away, a good friend of mine. And I won't get choked up, Debbie, because you know what? He's in a better place. Leo and Debbie Robert done a lot in this community. Leo picked on the East Coasters, and we picked on him until I seen him last fall. But my best night in Fort McMurray, bar none. And even in the last couple of years, they've been sober. But I can tell you, at the Sawridge, the Rotarians, mm-hmm, were going to build a home, the Rotary House.
Yeah.
And to kickstart that campaign, Norm Kasman, I call him Norm, I can't say his name, but I work for him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the Leo Robert Roast.
Yeah.
I tell you, he got roasted. And you'd have to know Leo. He'd take a $5 loader and sell it for $500 the next day.
Yeah.
The same people. Because they knew he was going to give most of it away.
Yeah.
So, and the moment was, and not only was it the roast, but to see that man,
yeah,
react, they bought his mom out as a special treat.
Yeah.
that's Leo Robert that I remember. So my best night, the Leo L. Robert Rose for the Rotarians.
There we go.
Question number two. What is one business in Fort McMurray you think everyone in Fort McMurray should support?
Fort McMurray Roofing, by far.
Okay.
Question number three. What is one thing that hasn't changed in your many years in Fort McMurray?
I never forgot where I come from. I come from the community broke. And I know there's four people that kept me alive in this community. They're still there today, and I actually was able to do a favor for that family yesterday.
Question number four. If you could bring back any product, what product from when you were young, what product would you bring back?
I would bring back the Earl's Rocket Salad, beet salad.
And your final question, who is one person in the community you think deserves more shine?
Well, I tell you who got the shine, and deservingly so. Johnny Wilson comes to my mind all the time. Leo Roberts, Debbie Roberts, Jarvis, Hatfields. If there's one guy in this community, not monetary associated, but time and money that was raised, the best guy to ever come in this community, and we have lots of them, it's hard to pick. That's a hard question. But putting all cards on the table, and he's still at it today, Brian Hatfield, not only get a key to the city, but he should get a gate to the city.
There we go.
And those have been your five questions.
All right, Keith, I know we are running short for time today, so we're going to let you do your shameless shout-out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
My shout-out is going to be to a young man, Chief Raymond Powder. Chief, congratulations on behalf of me and Bride and Rosie, my family. You've been a friend for over 20 years, and to see you win an election, it does my heart well. And Chief, I never doubted you. I don't think anybody else did. I think you doubted yourself a little bit because that's your humbleness. So thanks for spreading a good message. And I'm going to give another shout-out, if you don't mind.
Don't mind at all.
The worst golfer in Fort McMurray, Counselor Dave Bougier, it's nice to see you back at the chair. And I hope you get a little bit more time to golf or even pick up your ball or show up for a tee time. And keeping in the theme, if you don't mind, guys.
Yeah.
Bobby Schott. Bobby Schott, I'm proud of you, buddy. I'm proud of you. I know what it's like to run a few campaigns and go home and not win. But this time, Bobby, you went out to what mattered most, and that was to the people. And if there's ever a partners that we need to work with, and I always said, when we get five leaders of the First Nations and seven presidents of the Métis Associations, and the all band is one, you won't have 5,000 or 6,000 trucks come up our highway and not give nothing back. There's a vision that's common in this country, and it's more than reconciliation. Reconciliation starts inward and works outward. And if we ever hit the right chord, there won't be a community, a region in Wood Buffalo that's ever in want.
There we go. There we go. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Petula Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. For everybody at home, hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. nervous. Don't be.